Chapter 13. Flailing McDrab was shoved and flipped down by the waves above him, which would save his board's possession, which on Penlike stayed staying. He would have hitched flangs and swangs exponent more than he was attached. Violent movings fast latched themselves to his corpus, and sights and sounds faster than a sore missed pastor's words before Easter time. But as he was quick-dunked, all mimed and lost its spunk. Instead, a quiet calm under the depths, the rain acting as balm to strange moving stirrings and thoughts. The storm was thus restormed, and brought serene formed under the tumultness became all the more peace, the more, less least to chaos than to caves of water and of bliss, like days unfound to miss. The ways and stays waylaid the up and to the down. So both were paid the sound and the unsound of its siblings' company. For Flay, fits of spritz and stores of breath-holding became the yin-yang, yin-yang, yin, and both the sames fell in each other's differences. The storm paged on, and Efso hence through the wave-clefts and underspells of sea saw, experienced through. When he had floated to somewhere else or somewhere same, when the day broke, if it was day, where the cliffs of clouds above let in sprinkling of sun or moon, Flaylin saw, coming soon and slow, a dark blue shape through the rainy, pin-pricked porcupine ape who kicks out and up splinters from its skin, water. As it weighed some fraction leagues, lit the skimming surface with a giant oar, flipper. This watersmith skipper was, in fact, in all, whale. A monstrous blue whale, no sail of white to pale the massive bulk of flesh. And now the tail loomed o'er. And that smell. Fresh fish stored not in tanks or alum cans, but wove and reweaved on looms not so deprived of space. Of space. The whale pushed on in the storm towards McDrab, full sail through cords and cords of rain. When she got close, she let out moo, which re-echoed so through the water came to surround and bellow. Below, up she rose, made ground and cup of tea the tottering surface. Before, just back, head springed forth. Now, all Jack was out of the box. Tail and flippers powering, she bold assailed the flinged winds and waters. She pushed the water aside her and mushed it past, mitre of the sea, her head. At full 45 degrees above she sat and eased her way like hydrofoil. She blew forth this girthy big goyle, geyser-worthy from the blowhole a shot of steam, which rose and crashed and mingled, hot and dashed against and through the storm. She settled back down, but conformed not her smooth-cut path to the way the wind blew. And never did she at once begin to feed off the spiritity of the sea, which F first city found, nor see curse the whale's whaleness, which he just could make out as she came next him. Seeing he held on board, she offered and faintly touched him with proffered flipper, but sith he held on to his board, the whale slowly passed by. All this was scored with high-pitched, sympathetic moos. Flaylin McDrab saw her refuse to lose daughter that was he. She turned bold against the storm for one more pass. Seas hold the tons of water swirling flay in all known directions, and maybe some lection has not discovered, could not bar the whale trying. Her head, like hood, spying eyes beneath, aimed true on. Her flipper pushed and spun like sauna steam begun to solidify him and his board, and she swam around him, skimming clam smooth the water's surface. Flaylin, like young novice at being sung to and singing social niceties like handshakes, first times locial and quakeful, but now getting grip and accepting greeter's hand slip free, so meet her flipper, flay did, and grasped it tight. Then slowly climbed to a full mast height, timed perfectly with the whale's picking up speed. Gleeful, the whale did wail keyful moos of victorious mood, as if to say, I'll free us from this storm while you ride tidefully here. Using board to balance, not for the fear, but chance the not like a trapeze individual, like a cheese, rather, his psyche, he, Flaylin, cast his stick forward and they rode off. Through harvest pick of loft winds and winding shot rain. The storm changed but little. Whale reigned queen through spittle and breath, kept Flaylin safe on her back. But very soon, like a chaffed cherry, the sun appeared, and clouds dissed, and the sea, lake, bay, unloud bid farewell day. They rode on. They rode on. Through the two starry quilts, one spread upon the silt-free water's mirrors, other upon the real sky, the real mother of stars, but feel both as if were the same, both chaotic sprinklings in one wild tamed, tinklings of sky and sea, flecting reflection subtleties, vecting vectors killed free, lines, points, infinity, or something close to that, or sun on sea on flat horizonality. Flailing McDrab still held board, she still moved, belled towards another one place, with their wake left behind, with all her face in kind, all his body, above the surface. The sea's skies were of calmness bred. Spy the whale and McDrab land to the starboard. Like mast observer, hand steadfast pointed, she called out, and turns toward the sighted dock. Stewing water, head full out, she got ready for Flay to disembark. Keeping steady, his bark held tight, Flaylin bent down and patted her head twice, then bounded forward. Nice fisherfolk on jetty saw them coming and ducked. A confetti splash chucked towards the harbor as she suddenly stopped, and Flay soared, and he planted stick o'er the fisherfolk's heads, rods. Like a stole pole vaulter he was, the gods haltered not the trueness of his vault. He landed on dock. Through mist and spray the frocked athlete gave wave and bow to the departing whale. She showed just how the hail affected her by lifting up her tail as she dived, sifting water alive, and mooing loud she dove. The fisherfolk paid no heed, fishing strove still. Though some checked their bait again after whale's departure, none lent heed or hardshire glance behind at Flaylin, who had been happy all along. When fin and call of the whale were long gone, Flaylin McDrab turned round, the dawn and sea behind him. He did not look back, but walked on contently. Never he racked, spently. Flaylin found his land legs quickly now, never having lost them in first place. After the whale bow he spun his face to land once more, not for hunts, for four.